Yep, yep.
And so I will go ahead and tell you that the second episode initially was going to feature an interview, but that interview is still coming. There were just a few time restraints that happened, so hopefully that's only postponed by, you know, one episode. So next episode we should have our first interview and our first guest on here. I really hope that you guys like it. As I said, we've got a string of variety stuff from the last episode, or you know, we talked about that in our teaser.
Ooh, just touch the tip.
Yeah,
just touch the tip.
God, here we go already. Anyways, off the rails. So this episode we'll kind of just talk about some random current events and. You know, things that we're excited about and stuff that's going on. But I have to mention right here at the beginning that the Birdman over here has been doing some great groundwork on getting some things moving here for this podcast. Like, I really have to applaud him and give it to him. We may or may not have our first sponsor. I say that in terms of we are... in the testing phase of back and forth and product samples. Mm-hmm. So you might hear more about that as we're going, but I can assure you we are not just going to throw names out there willy-nilly on stuff if we don't use it or enjoy it ourselves. Are you laughing at me saying willy-nilly? Hey.
No.
Sometimes it's grandpa hours, man.
He said willy-nilly. Oh, God. All right, sorry. All right, I'm good.
So anyways, Teddy's been doing some groundwork on that, but he also has just secured us with an interview with a big-name band. I'm not going to mention their names now. We basically just got to set a date and time. We don't, you know, right now we're going to decide whether it's going to be an in-person interview or whether it's, you know, over the phone. Yeah. But they've agreed to be on. We just got to make it work. And timing-wise, if they're going to be, if they're touring around this way soon, and we might get to see them and just do it that way, or it might be over the phone. But either way, I am super fucking ecstatic over that. Like, I am... like, it blew my mind, especially with us being as early as we are, to have not only like a well-known band, but like this band has over they have a few songs out that are toppling the million plus the 5+ million views on YouTube. So it's not like you know, my cousin's band across the street. This is fucking huge.
And I have a teaser. Can I just release a teaser?
No.
Just
you got to make them wait a little bit.
But just the tour they're going to be on, because there's multiple bands. They'll never know which one it is.
Okay, go for it.
They're playing the Louder Than Life Festival in Kentucky.
Oh, that is true.
That is true. So, therefore, you sit there and you rattle your little brains in your mother's basement. Of which band it's going to be.
Hey, not everybody listens
to this. Not everybody.
You could listen to this in the car.
Oh, okay.
It's not a wrestling podcast. It's not built for just, you know...
While they're sitting there eating Cheetos in their mother's basement.
Exactly.
And bonbons.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying I do that, but I'm not going to say that it's not been done.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Right. Anyways, you guys can look up all them bands and sit there and you can write off which ones you think it is. But we're never telling.
Also, that was a cheap pop. Follow the Run the Ropes podcast as well.
It's great. Get the F in.
All right. Anyways, so back to This Damn Good podcast, which is This Damn Good, especially when we get... Oh, I'm still excited about this musical guest. All the things
going on right now.
And our next interview is going to be great. Yeah, I'm just, you know, we're hyping ourselves up. So we should move on, you know, trying not to be like over the top. I'm not really over the top for us. I'm just over the top for the opportunity of what
that we're getting fresh out the womb.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It is.
It really is. So, anyways, back to reality for a minute. Speaking of music, there's a controversial subject that the Birdman and I realized that we were going to have to discuss today, and it's over the new As I Lay Dying song.
Yes, it is.
More than the song, it's over As I Lay Dying coming back.
It's a great comeback.
It's not.
Is it because of what Tim did?
It is.
Well, you need to get over it.
No, I don't. You see, this is the issue. It's double standards.
Okay.
So let me map out all this for anyone who doesn't know. As I Lay Dying is what you would call a metalcore metal band.
Yes.
That's been around, God, 2004, 2005?
Yeah.
They, for most of their career, pushed that they were a Christian metal band.
For a long time.
Yeah, well, apparently they only dropped the claims when all this stuff happened, and then they turned around and picked them back up. That's the last I heard.
But before we go further, did you notice, because of what the new song name is?
I didn't.
My Own Grave?
Okay.
What crime he supposedly committed,
and no, that's the name of the song? Well, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. So anyways, the lead singer of the band was arrested.
Yes.
And accused of trying to hire an undercover cop to murder his wife.
Maybe she didn't make a sandwich the right way.
No, it is 2018, and I'll have you know, I make damn good sandwiches. Gender equality, sir. Gender equality. Anyways, it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I pushed the button.
Yeah, you were hitting some bad areas there. That we're forward thinking here, not past thinking. The only past thing we're doing is about this guy right now. So
double standard.
So no, that's not the double standard. The double standard's coming. So this guy, his name is Tim Lambesis.
Somewhere around there.
Something like that.
Tim.
We'll just call him Tim. Was charged with this. He pled not guilty. He later changed his plea to guilty. He admitted to a court that he tried to hire a guy to murder his wife. He got a sentence put on him. He served the sentence. He's out. Now the band is out and putting music, and it seems as though every metalhead I know is all about it, except for me. And now this might be this generation, or the way society's been for a while, or something kicking in on me, but I can't condone listening to this band and making this guy money based off the type of person he is. Because, now this is argument's sake, this is not me saying that one is better than the other by any means. It's a straight comparison, double standards. If you're going to get mad, if you're going to get upset, defame, and completely wipe someone out of the history books of pop culture in society,
mm-hmm,
for raping someone, but you're not gonna do it for a guy who tried to get his wife killed.
Yeah.
Not that he did something and his wife had to live through it, like, you know, someone being raped. I'm saying it's a terrible charge, and I agree what's happening with these celebrities who are coming out that they've been, you know, that they've raped people and drugged people, kind of like Bill Cosby and stuff. I agree with what's being done with them. But I don't agree with what's not being done to other people. If this guy's being praised, like, oh my God, they're back and I'm excited,
mm-hmm.
he tried to get someone to murder his wife. So in my mind...
And he only paid $5,000 to do it.
It doesn't matter.
If you're going to pay that kind of money, and if you want that deed done, not condoning that you should hire a hitman to kill your significant other, but wouldn't you think you'd pay more than $5,000?
Yeah. No, he doesn't seem like he's the brightest twin in the shed.
He only served 2.5 years, and he blamed the felony on steroids.
Yeah. No,
I could understand the man was probably on steroids because he went from a toothpick to a jack son of a bitch in a matter of 3 years.
Whatever the reason, it's a reason.
Yeah.
Steroids do cause you to think differently. But
that's
not
a whole
saying,
different topic if we can get on for a long
Yeah, but I'm
discussion.
Not saying that's an excuse.
No, it's not.
It's a you fucked up thing, mm-hmm. and you fucked up. If the band would have carried on with a different singer...
He wouldn't have a job.
He wouldn't have a job, but I'd be more okay with listening to the band.
But they forgave him.
They forgave him and brought him back in.
And they sold out their Sonoma show. The $10 tickets went on sale a week before the show reportedly sold out in 4 minutes. That's how many people are so excited about this happening that don't even care about his past.
And that's what I'm saying.
They just want their band.
It's double standards. It's, you know, if Bill Cosby announced that he was putting out a new TV show, do you know how quick people would slam that shit shut?
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't it the same case here?
Because it's metal, and no one really cares besides us.
And
other
see,
people listen
and
to
metal. I think that's wrong. Not that metal fans are wrong or whatever, but as I said, I think if it's society-based, there should be people at all these shows,
but you
outside of all these shows,
but the only
trying to get this show shut down.
But the only thing about it is, though, you go up to anybody and be like, Bill Cosby, yeah, he did all this. They'll know what you're talking about. You talk about Tim from As I Lay Dying, they're like, who?
Yeah, but if they're an As I Lay Dying fan, they know damn well what
they
did.
Know exactly what.
And
but.
So they're still forgiving that, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm not siding with him. I'm siding with the music because I love the music.
Right.
That's the only thing it brings me. Like if I go to an As I Lay Dying show, I've been to one before all this went down, just so I could be like, damn, Tim is a big son of a bitch.
Right.
But now if I want to go, I want to go for their music, not for him, but for their music, and how great of a backup singer Josh Gilbert, their bassist, is that brings those songs together. It's amazing, but for what he did, it's wrong.
I was a huge fan of them. Like, I was jamming out to, well, the album that everybody
Parallels.
Said, everyone said they sold out on.
A Greater Foundation?
I think so.
Is it the one before this new one coming out?
No. It was the one... Is their third album, I think? I can't remember what the title was. It's been a long time ago.
Oh, give me 1 second. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't remember offhand. It's going to bother me off. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
But,
No, I loved them. I thought they were great. I liked 94 Hours. That was the first song I ever heard by them.
Their cover of Electric Eye is amazing.
But, like, it's just, I can't condone any new stuff. I can't condone it.
The Powerless Rise?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there was an album before that, I think, too, that I was really into.
Because This Is Who We Are is a damn good
That's,
one. With Forever?
Yes, that is the album.
94 Hours?
Yes.
Ocean Between
and
Us?
And then, yeah.
Forsaken, Confined?
And
My
then,
God,
and
it's
then
a
the
good album.
Right after that. The album right after 94
yeah,
Hours.
The Powerless Rise.
Yes. That... I loved those albums. I liked them, but, like, I won't listen to the new song, and I'm not going to condone anything else that they ever put out. I'm not going to one of their shows. I'm done with them because they took him back. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a great vocalist. You know, people talk shit on Axl Rose.
Yeah, I can talk shit about
okay,
Axl Rose.
People talk shit on Axl Rose. They'll say that he did this horrible stuff.
But
and,
he's a dickhead
and,
in real life. They say.
Argumentative. It depends on who you talk to. But what I'm saying is, he didn't do that shit. And I love Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I do too.
But I love Guns N' Roses, and if Axl Rose did that, I wouldn't be going to promote any more of their shows. I wouldn't try to go to their shows. I wouldn't even listen to new music that they put out. I
wouldn't. Anyways.
But I love their stuff, and I loved Axl when he was by himself. Or, well, not when he was by himself. Chinese
Democracy album?
Yeah, I love that album.
Hey.
I love that album. It's one of my favorite albums. Sir, it's one of my favorite albums.
Are you going to buy the box set? The one that's $1,000?
No. But I'm going to be excited to hear all those songs.
The new one, I do not like. The Shadow of Your Love.
Oh, I like that song. I hate it.
If it would have came back out when Appetite Destruction came out, which was before I was born.
Yeah.
If it would have came out then, it might have been a hit. But coming out now, after they've reunited and everything, it's just kind of like, eh, okay. Another Guns N' Roses song. Like, yeah.
Dude, Guns N' Roses is amazing.
I know. We can argue about this,
too. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying, let's go back to As I Die. Me and you have a clear dispute here.
We have a clear dispute.
And I don't know what our listeners, if they even listen, you know, if even the majority of them listen to metal, but if you have a side or an opinion on this to try to either change my mind or...
This is where we need the guy in the chair.
Yeah. to change table. My mind or to help enforce my thoughts to be like, yes, I'm thinking correctly. I just have a real problem with trying to do this, so I don't know. That's just me, though. But we can go on to some other news, unless you have any.
No, go ahead. No, we're good.
Fallout 76. The reason that we're talking about this...
Take me home, country roads.
There's a few reasons, actually, why we're talking about this, and one that you don't even realize why we're talking about it yet. E3 happened this week. Bunch of video games got announced, you know, new features for consoles, PC, all that stuff. Street Fighter Tournament, all that. But the big one that everyone locally is talking about is Fallout 76. Because Fallout 76 takes place in the state of West Virginia, which is where we are from, if you are a listener. Not from here.
from out there in the world.
First and foremost, get my quick jab in.
Jab.
So this is a post-apocalyptic West Virginia.
Yes.
Set in the future.
Yes.
I bet it, you know, they could do a good job and make it look exactly how it looks now, because West Virginia, a lot of the time,
I have a pet peeve about that.
It stays, you know, behind the times.
Yes.
Society-wise.
Yes.
And so that's my jab. Sorry.
Jab is the details of the game, which could possibly happen, but the image of one of the landmarks in the game, of the New River Gorge.
Yeah.
Did the river dry up and they built a town in there? Because the way they have the game of the screenshot, there's a town underneath the New River Gorge Bridge. There ain't a town there now. It's a river. There's a river floating.
You're going to have a few small details.
No, I want it to be true.
Well.
Straight and narrow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen for you. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but... Oh, jeez.
You like that.
Anyways.
But also featured in the game, one of the bosses is the Mothman. The Beast of Grafton.
Yeah.
The What's a Bearcat is what it is.
Oh, God.
I did it.
Anyways.
And then you have the OVU, the Capitol in Charleston, the Greenbrier.
It looks like maybe the Moundsville Prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of things.
And if you are from West Virginia...
They're even playing the... Country Roads theme and all of, or song and
all the previews. But if you're from West Virginia and you're listening to this and you're thinking, huh, that map must be really big on that game because none of these things are close together at all.
It is a huge map. They've already announced
You pre-order it, I was talking to somebody about this, if you pre-order it, you can get the Power Elf helmet and the suit, and you get a poster of the map, of the whole map on the game, and it glows in the dark, and it has the WV emblem, like what you would see on West Virginia Mountaineers helmets, in the corner of the map on the poster. Is on it. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Breaking news.
So I'm not a Fallout fan. Arguably.
I enjoyed them.
Now this is stemming from a bigger issue than the Fallout series. It's by Bethesda, and Bethesda seems to make very great looking games, and they make a lot of games like
Skyrim,
like Elder Scrolls and stuff that everyone loves. However, I cannot stand the controls. Even when you customize them, I can't stand them. And so ever since Morrowind, which was on the original Xbox, mm-hmm. I haven't played those games because I'll try them, and every one I try, within the first 30 minutes, I'm just pissed off at the controls, so I don't play. So for argument's sake, I'm not going to get Fallout 76. But
yep.
I want to put it this way. This was my point that you didn't know. If you want something to be a success in West Virginia, just fucking slap a West Virginia tag on it and everyone is going to be on it. I have not saw one person through my friends, through social media, who I've talked to in person, who has heard about this game, who isn't considering buying it. Some people were saying it might be they might buy a console just to buy this game. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Not only because I'm not trying to take money from the Fallout 76 people, but like...
You're going to buy it and then you're just not going to be what you thought it was.
You are exactly buying in to pandering.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy the Fallout series, hell yeah, this is more of a reason to buy it. If you're wanting to learn about the Fallout series, hell yeah, this is a reason to buy it. Although this game is going to be different than all the other Fallouts. So if I were you, I'd get the current Fallout game and try it before you even go and get the new one. But if you're buying this game because it's West Virginia, then you're in reality what the wrestling world calls a mark.
Yep. the only thing I have to argue about the games itself,
mm-hmm.
all them games are great. Fallout, Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, whatever. They're fun. But you cannot physically beat them with not having like 120 hours logged into that game because all of the side missions. You can beat the main story in a matter of 3-4 hours, maybe 5, but my god, them side missions, you cannot complete every single one without having no life and doing nothing but playing that game. Like, cut me some slack. You don't need that many side missions to get everything. It's ridiculous. But...
Well, that's very similar to... I don't know if you ever played Watch Dogs.
I've not played it.
So I have the first one.
Yeah.
I got it when it came out. I think I might have pre-ordered it, actually. And I don't pre-order very many games.
I'm pre-ordering Red Dead Redemption 2.
I haven't beat the first chapter of the story on that game. Because there were so many side missions
yep.
that, like, a person with ADD, like I have, I'm just like, oh, I can go play, like, shells in the park? Oh, I can go race cars? Yeah. Oh, I can go, and then never get to the main point of the game. And then when I get to a point, and it's a little difficult, where I have to try it
like, hell with it, I'm going to side missions.
I'm like, eh, I'll go do this for a little bit and come back to it, and never go back to it. I played the shit out of that game for like a month and a half and still never got through the first chapter because of everything else that you could do.
Yeah.
And so side missions are great in a game when you add support to them. Or, you know, it's support to the main story.
Mm-hmm.
But it is terrible for they're all here available at the beginning. Like Destiny 2, honestly, Destiny 2 has it right for me. You can go and do all your side missions and stuff at any point in the game, but there are streamlined points to get to the next area, and it encourages you to finish the campaign to get even more stuff, even stronger, and then expand more. So, like, for me, they make you do side missions at certain points to get certain levels. But you're trying to do side missions so that you can continue the campaign, not because there are side missions there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But as far as the Fallout series goes, as I said, if you're really interested in learning the game and trying to play it, before you get lost, in the It's Your State hype, get the current one. Try it. If you like it, get the next one. If you're thinking that this is your first game that you're going to get for a new console, I don't know if that is right for you.
I wouldn't buy a new console because they have confirmed that it's going to be on PC, PS4, and Xbox One. And they have a release date, which is November 14th of this year.
Yeah.
So...
Well, no. What I'm saying is people are saying that they haven't even stepped to the next gen yet, and that this is going to be their first next-gen console...
Oh, my goodness.
...with this game. And I think that's a terrible idea. You're going to disappoint yourself, because if you're unfamiliar with how these games play...
You're going to get frustrated, and you're just going to be like, screw this, why did I waste $300?
Yeah, don't do that yet.
If you're going to do that, you might as well just go get the system and get other games with
get
it.
Get the current Fallout game.
Yes, Fallout 4.
And it's cheaper right now to get it and get some other game and try them out and see if you're going to like it that way.
I recommend the new God of War if you have a PS4. It is amazing. And it's not like any of the other God of Wars. It's... The storyline's great. You go back into, like, the past and... Kratos becomes his old self with his Blades of Chaos, and it's just, it's amazing. The gameplay's great. The quality of the game's great. I give it a good 4.5 out of 5 stars.
No.
Before we do some ratings.
Teddy rating, huh?
Teddy rating. Birdman rating. 4.5 stars out of 5. What else is next on topic, sir?
That's a good question. We covered our music. We got really nerdy into our video games.
Hey, that's fine. That's what this podcast is
about.
We
hyped up our Hypemobile that is this podcast about future interviews and the situation at hand. I don't really know. I know that, you know, we talked initially that this podcast is going to come out every couple of weeks, and I know we're kind of back-to-back weeks on this, and may even be for the next one. I just want to prepare people, you know, that they're, you know, it's not always a regular thing, that you might get some space. Not like huge gaps of space, but you might get an extra week or something. I mean, of course, we'll let you know, but, it's looking like it's regular at the moment, but that will probably change a little bit. The other thing I will mention is we have a Twitter, and we're getting an Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a like page on Facebook. That'll be pushed out through all of our available channels and networks there, our profiles, for all of our listeners to like and see updates that come out that way. We very well could, when we have in-person interviews... And also, when we have moments like this, we very well could be getting to the point over this summer where our podcasts, as we're recording them, are also live and watchable via YouTube or Facebook or
coming live.
Some other medium there. Hope I didn't say as much on this one as I did in the last 3 minutes.
We're coming. Here. We're coming for you, brother.
Oh, God. I thought we were about to get an eargasm.
Oh, eargasm. Coming for you.
What?
You know.
What are you coming for?
your eargasm, brother.
You can't handle it. You can't handle it. You think you bring the funny.
Oh, it's coming.
When I throw it back on you, you break.
You're not the funny man.
I'm not the one that's coming either. Well,
maybe later.
Right now. But,
whoa. Whoa. Wow. That took a turn.
What?
Nothing.
Coming?
Watch
coming where?
Everywhere.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I think you and I are talking about two different things
We are.
Yeah, I think you took my comment as
I think I took your comment to the King of Dong style.
Oh, God.
The King of Dong style has made an appearance on our other podcasts, Run the Ropes. If you don't know who King of Dong Style is, you look up Joey Ryan and look up the Dickplex.
The U-Pornplex is what it used to be called. Anyways, if this is why I said we might get some live video going, because if you would have just saw my face, it would have made all of that, I'm sure, much better or more entertaining, or you would understand my tone. Anyways, we have some interesting stuff coming up, some interesting topics outside of interviews. I have one. Oh my god. more Fallout 76 stuff. That Teddy's sharing with me here.
That we probably shouldn't say on the podcast.
Yeah, it probably hit a low blow with some people.
Yeah.
So.
It's a real epidemic problem.
Yeah, I mean, it would really tap into some bad veins.
Yeah.
But,
that's dirty.
Well, we hope not, because then you're going to catch something else.
Maybe it's getting worse. Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and leave you guys with this episode this week. We will have our first interview on our next episode, and we apologize for not having it on this one. Schedules, you know, get in the way. Sometimes it's hard to line up. We've got new dad and dedicated job Birdman over here. And my career path has just changed and starts a new chapter next Monday. So who's to say how the schedule's going to be? But we're glad that you listened. Please, when we share our Facebook page and everything, give us a like. When we get this up on YouTube, you know, give us a subscribe and like. We might do extra stuff there, and we'll share all the other info. And we hope you enjoy. Until next time, I think tonight was a pretty good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty good meeting of the minds and discussion. Ooh. Debate.
It's a pretty good eargasm is what it was.
Well, I can tell you what it was, for sure. This podcast was that damn good. We'll catch you later.
Later.